only world. Where is it written what it is I'm meant to be? That I can't dare to have the chance to pick the fruit of every tree, or have my share of every sweet imagined possibility. Those are questions that women have been asking for centuries. And incredibly enough, I think they're still asking them today. I think that's what attracted me to Yentl and why I felt I had to make the film. Yentl, as some of you know, is the story of a girl in Eastern Europe at the turn of the century, when the world of study belonged only to men. But Yentl's father, recognizing her thirst for knowledge, taught her secretly. And after his death, in order to continue her studies, she had no choice but to go out into the world disguised as a man. Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Please forgive me, try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me praying? Anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices. I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever. Help me to face what lies ahead. The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Papa, how I love you. Papa, how I need you. Papa, how I miss you. Kissing me. Good night. To go on with the story, Yentl then meets a boy who she falls in love with. But it turns out he's already in love with another girl. But because of circumstances I can't go into now, they're prevented from getting married. And to make a long story short, he asks Yentl, who of course he thinks is a boy, to marry the girl so he can still see her. Not Yentl, the other girl. So the girl and the girl get married. And if you want to see how Yentl got away with the wedding night, you have to rent the video. It's just a variation on the boy meets girl story. It's very 90s. Anyway, one night he comes over to the house to study, but it's clear that the only thing he really wants to study is her. Not Yentl, her wife, her. Get it? His eyes never leave her face. See the way they gaze at her like slaves. They follow everywhere she goes. Do my eyes forget themselves, and do I ever look at him and smile in such a way that what I'm feeling shows? Sometimes I have the feeling everybody knows. And even though it's crazy, still I can't help wondering if I'll ever live to see that day. When by some miracle of miracles he'll turn around and look at me that way.
Thank you.